Moshava Wild Rose is located in the scenic central region of Wisconsin. Camp Moshava is a religious Zionist camp affiliated with B'nai Akiva, the religious Zionist youth movement. Moshava Wild Rose serves as a strong base of our Jewish community here in Chicago, Illinois, for up to 75 years. Our community here in Skokie, Illinois, is the main feeder to the camp, although others from around the world attend to summers there also, including Israel, Florida, and California. At Camp Moshava, campers enjoy a full range of activities, including sports, swimming, arts and crafts, drama, boating, music, overnight trips, zip line, color war, concerts, and more. In order to deliver what Moshava Wild Rose is all about, we will be interviewing a current camper, Laura Bellows. Hopefully, after listening to this podcast, you will strongly consider becoming a part of the Moshava Wild Rose family in future summers. This podcast is brought to you by ninth graders, Shiri Kolom and Kayla Well. Today we are interviewing Laura Bellows.
Hello, Laura. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay then, let's begin, shall we?
Yes, Shiri. Laura, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Laura, let's start off with you telling us what camp you attend to.
I go to Camp Moshava Wild Rose in Wisconsin.
Is it co-ed?
Yes.
What ages can attend?
So anywhere from age 8 to 13 is like the general campers, and after that, there's different programs that you can attend.
How many summers have you attended Wild Rose?
This summer will be my 7th summer.
How long is Camp Moshava in session for?
Camp's in session for 7 weeks. You can go for 2 sessions, each split up into 3.5 weeks.
Where do you guys sleep?
We sleep on 2 different sides, girls and boys, and on those sides there's bunk houses. Yeah.
How many people can fit inside a bunk, approximately?
Each bunk has like about 15 girls in it.
How many people can fit inside a bunk?
I would say about 15 girls can sleep in a bunk.
How many kids are in your age division?
In my age division, there's about 30 campers.
Can you please explain the daily routine there from the morning to the night?
Sure. So everyone wakes up and then we go to morning prayers. And after that, there's breakfast. And then you go and clean up your bunks a little bit. And then learning sessions. And then some activities like sports and arts and crafts. And then after that, there's lunch and then more prayer service, and then you go back to your bunks and rest for about an hour, and then have more activities, and then showers, night activity, the last prayer service of the day, and then you go to sleep.
Awesome.
What is your favorite part about the summer?
My favorite part of the summer is each year we go to an amusement park, and it's really, really fun because you're with your friends and it's a good time.
What is your least favorite part of the summer?
So my least favorite part of the summer is a lot of people's actually favorite parts of the summer, but I don't like it. It's we go on like a one to two night trip outside and you camping.
Ooh.
How old were you when you started going?
I was going into 4th grade when I first went.
Do many of your friends from Chicago go?
Yeah, a lot of my friends from Chicago go.
What is your favorite meal at camp?
My favorite meal at camp is pizza.
What is your least favorite meal at camp?
Probably Sloppy Joe.
If you had to change one thing about your camp, what would it be?
Nothing. I love my camp. But
do you enjoy your time there?
Yes, of course.
Do you want to go back next summer?
I am going back next summer. Thank
cool.
you.
Sign up.
As you can see, this camp, Moshava Wild Rose, is absolutely amazing. They constantly inspire the Jewish youth and build connections to Israel for as many people as possible. After listening to this podcast, you should strongly consider attending to Camp Moshava Wild Rose in future summers, sending your children here, or even recommending it to a friend.